I don't know if he goes like next week this year. Yeah, it's crazy. It's Hanukkah. Hanukkah is 6 weeks early this year.
Okay, we left off yesterday. Just really read the last parts of this segiah. For hopefully, we'll move into the beginning of the next segiah. So we're obviously focusing a great deal on the Nedvidus Chiddush. We started out from the Agamar, and we showed them that two different approaches to our segiah, whether ultimately Agamar is committing itself to Eimer Vatnas and Chiddush being deraisa, or the exact opposite, only being with the Rabbanan. So the Nedvidus had a big breakthrough in the segiah there. It could be that under certain circumstances, it's deraisa, sometimes it's Rabbanan. And this whole lumbus of the Rabbi Shmuel says, "Lach b'lach," and we spent so much time talking about. And at the end of the shiur yesterday, we pointed out from the Bali Shulchan already discovered that the Rishonim don't say that. The Berak Abayis doesn't say that. The Rashba doesn't seem to say that. Nobody seems, the Rishonim don't seem to say that. Chiluk of anything they say, perhaps the exact opposite. So the context of the Ra'on, the Rashba was a very, very important sugya. Again, it's almost like a whole sugya in itself that we spoke about yesterday, was the Rashba's big breakthrough in terms of what Nosei Talmud Gam is all about. Who didn't Nosei Talmud Gam, and there was kasha, and there was disagreement. And basically the thrust of the Ra'oz Kasha against the Rashba was that the way the Rashba set up the model of Nosei Talmud Gam in terms of Glias and the ends, it turns out that the Torah is in effect permitting you to do not look for the Torah. That's the bottom line. Because via Rashba, the Glias inside the wall of the box are fundamentally still trained. Nothing has happened to make them no longer trained. They have not dipped beneath the point of Eru Lachila. All that's happened is that in the state they're in now, they're still trade. But if and when they mix into food in the Kedera, then they'll become Orai, because of the second level of Nosei Talmud Gam that the Rashi was Mechadish yesterday. So the Ra'ah says, Imkain, you're taking trade for food, I mean, Mevatla, that's what you're basically doing, which is a no-no on a level of Deraisa. So the Rashba and the Shmuel Sabayis had a whole series of responses to that Ra'ah. And of course, the reason why we quote this is that the one response that we would have most expected is not there, which leads us to believe that the Rashba also didn't buy into the Nebihudas, Yavash, and Lach Chilo. But what did the Rashba answer? So the answers that the Rashba does propose to the Ra'ah are not only important just in terms of anything the Rashba said. The Heilige Rashba wrote something in Shmuel Sabayis. We don't need any excuses while we're reading this Rashba. It's just that's it. That's the Rashba's Rashba. You have to know that every line, every thought, everything, every thought that passed through the Rashba's mind, every dichur, the Rashba felt compelled to give three different dichuyim. Each one is kodesh kadoshim in and of itself. But not only is all that true, but it's also important for us because ultimately the multiple dichuyim that the Rashba has to the Ra'os critique against him will shed some significant light as to almost what the mechanics of Eimav Atlas and Achilu are all about. So it's a really good way to end this sugya. Not the end of the sugya, because the next sugya is going to be a continuation. We're ending this chelek of the sugya, because it will give us some insight as to perhaps what Eimav Atlas and Achilu is and what it's not, even if it works in the world of their eyes. So again, the thrust of the response of the Rashi was as follows. His first and foremost response to the Ra'ah was, I'm not really bothered with Eimav Atlas and Achilu on a level of their eyes. You know why? Because what was the Rashba's first line of defense? It says, who says? And deraisa altogether. Oh, if that's true, then the sugya is over. We're done, finished. We can go look to Avni Malum, talk about Chavis Das, we have other things to talk about. We can give some chumash today. We're good to go. Right? So if that is the ultimate response to the Ra'ah's critiques, then the game's over. The sugya is over. But the Rashba knew more than that. The Rashba sensed that he's going to write that, and then what's the Ra'ah going to respond back? No, I think it's their eyes. We're going back to scroll. They're going to be yelling and screaming at their eyes. They're about to get, okay, we didn't add much. So the Rashba comes back with a second line of defense. He says, even though I know you're going to breach my first line, I know you're going to argue back to me and tell me a story that Eim about the Chachil is their eyes, which I don't think. But I'm going to play with you, says the Rashba. I think that this scenario that I'm illustrating of using a Kedera She'ena Basiyama doesn't meet the criteria of Eim Vatlas and Achila, even in the world of Deraisa. Even in the world of you, Ra'ah, your understanding, you Rishonim, you Rashi Tosfos, you Rabbi, any Rishon out there who believes that Eim Vatlas and Achila is Deraisa, Zok Tehilig Rashi Mishra Sabayis, this is not that. Using a Kedera She'ena Basiyama is not that. and why not? What is it about the model that the Rashba is addressing, the using of a kedusha of as yoima, which again we just need to run. That's what we do in shul. How can that statement be true? And the same breath say and at the same breath accept the Rashba's model of Nosen Tavuk Gam. That's the triangle that we have to deal with. So we have three different points that l'chora are internally contradictory. The Rashba's theory about the two levels of Nosen Tavuk Gam, combined with Eim Vat Lachachila being with Deraisa, combined with L'Osa Telek Debas Yeva, is a no-no. Something's got to give. So what's going to give? So the Rosh Hashanah is going to give. The Rashba's model is going to give. So the Rashba, no, it's not. My model's like, well, anyway, my model's Kedush Kedush. It's not budging. What's going to give in something Rashba is, I'm going to show you a fourth statement. Namely, yeah. But not always. There is a time when Eim Vatlas Chachila, even Lahamachmirim, will fall short, will not be in the Sederaisa. This is a perfect time for the Rebbe to step up to the plate and save the day. And he's not called upon to do so, leading us to believe that the Rashba doesn't buy into the Rebbe. But what did save the day? What is it about the depiction, this illustration of the Rashba, that falls short? Anyone read the Mishpah Sabayis? Zuck the Rashba with the following multiple insights. Let's see if we can take some of them at least. Says the Rashba, when you use a kedei rishon bad yoima, it's true, you are technically being mevatel es lechachila. True. I agree with the Rashba. You're taking a davar asar, exposing it to a taraivis, resulting in a heter, it has all the trimmings of mevatel es lechachila. But you know what? Don't worry, it's okay min haTorah. You know why? Because nothing will ever go wrong. Any and every time you take this kedei rishon bad yoima, and you're cooking it, you can rest assured, nothing will ever go wrong. It will always be mutter. Nothing can ever ruin this heter. It will always be mutter. Every single time, and therefore, b'chi ha'gavna, there's no concern of im vatlas rechila lo deraisa. Everyone saw that in the Rashba? Everyone saw that line? Give me a Rashba. Where's the Rashba? Let's get a Rashba. That's the next again. So where am I? There we go. Number 10. Rashba. Umash achisha v'kushya. The kevin shabela shabu kederim etzat atzma roi leger. Umken hech itira teire kederim shabu bas yeyma. The mai shenom im arv chetichas nevheil v'tzach shishu shal hefter. Dios levatlas tuchim v'u deraisa. Ein bidvar of klum. Nothing. The Ra'os Kash was garnished and garnished. Chada. The Menolid Miraisi Bevatla Neslachat Chidla Miraisi Neshashar the Rabbanu Bevatla the Yosser. That's his primary line. And by the way, Upashta the Shmaisa the Zerob B'Sheila. Everyone get nachas from that line the Rashba. That we're on target. We're learning the right. We're also learning the right Sugya. It's not just Sobolovsky made it up. The Rashba is also learning the Sugya. The Chedis Kibra V'Sedech Achmet Zavad Zal. Depends which ones you think. Some chakmat about them did and some didn't, depending on which you think there's a set. V'loi oid. And he starts to tell you v'lo oid. Let me skip a little bit. Belashib akadeira. I'm going to skip a few words. Ulafigach mutter. Why is the belashib akadeira okay? Kevan. Shepogem ta'aroves. V'yat ha'ochol y'oilam el ha'pubagamo y'v'ta'aroves. Anyone read that line? This is the Rashba's punchline to the Yishloima. I'm playing the game with the Ra'a. And it's still okay. Because since it's pogem ta'aroves, v'yat ha'ochol y'oilam el ha'pubagamo. What did the Rashba just say? Nothing's going to go wrong. When you have a Kedei Shem Yoma, it will always be Bitar, it will always be Mutter. There is no scenario of using a Kedei Shem Yoma Minatari that will pose a problem. And therefore, everything's hunky-dory, and everything's wonderful, and everything's great. I don't understand what's hunky with. I don't understand anything. I don't understand what Rashi just said. That is the complete, absolute, true, but... If you have to do what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Eim Vat Lissan Chiba, and you're telling me a story that, by the way, nothing can go wrong. I never said anything wrong. Who accused you of doing anything wrong? What's the Rashi saying? In contrast to Eim Vat Lissan Chiba, but something can go wrong. Something can go off. What is the Rashba saying, Rabbi? He says something powerful, very, very, very powerful Rashba. What's he saying?
Wasn't there before.
What's up the Rashba? What's the Rashba? What's the Rashba telling you about the essence of Eimat Lesev Chila?
The whole issue of Eimat Lesev Chila is maybe you'll mess up in your own.
That's the Rashba you said. The Rashba said the essence of Eimat Lesev Chila is that we're afraid, you're going to goof, you're going to mess up, and it's very, very easy to mess up because you think you have Shishim. You only have 59. You think you have rope? You don't really have rope. It is very, very easy to mess up. But, says the Rashba, b'chi ha-gavna, that it is impossible to mess up. There's a built-in insurance policy. Nothing can ever go wrong. Such as, what case can nothing ever go wrong? What's the case of one case? What's the only case that people assume that nothing can ever go wrong? Using a lot? Using Kedesh Ben Yama, because the mice, it's Ben Yama. So nothing will ever go wrong. It is impossible. You have to be... I can't even think you have to be a super klutz. You can't. It is impossible to mess this up. Nobody, the world's greatest klutz, can ever mess this up. It's a built-in safety net. Says the Rashi, but Yagav, there's no way to say about this. What language is the Rashba talking about, saying? When you see this kind of a Rashba, what's your initial reaction? You're not allowed to do it because you're going to make a mistake, but if we're sure you're not going to mistake, then you're allowed to do it. What's the one word you would tack onto that kind of a svara? That's a very durabonish to go on vocabulary. That's like saying, don't leave the food on the fire before Shabbos. You may come to adjust the flame, but if you take the flame, that's like a durabonin legal. But the Rashi was not talking durabonin. The Rashi was talking what? The rice. If he was talking durabonin, then the game was over already. If the Yisra was only durabonin, then he doesn't have to bother presenting a next version. He already said, if Eimat Lischil is durabonin, then the Ra'ah is wrong. The Ra'ah's critique was incorrect. So the Rashba is playing the game of the Ra'ah that Eim Vat Lischil deraisa, and what's up the Rashba number one? The Eim Vat Lischil is a Nisa deraisa, but the nature of the Isser is a what? It's like a Siyav. It's a Siyav deraisa. It's something that the Torah itself was concerned about. The Torah didn't want you to be Vat Lischil, not because there's anything intrinsically wrong with Eim Vat Lischil. The reason why the Torah preventing you from being Vatlas Achiva is because the Torah, not we as the rabbis, the Kodesh Baruch Mechrit V'Yatzmai, was concerned lest you do it wrong, and therefore you're not allowed to do it, and therefore if you can do it in a way that there's a built-in insurance policy, then it's okay. That's the only way to read this line in the Rashba. Everyone saw the Rashba, who thought that's what the Rashba meant? There's a different portion, that's what the Rashba meant. There's no other way to read the Rashba. Now again, it's a striking idea. Siyachim deraisa, but not so striking. Come on, we can't even have sleep rattle off of you. Come on, give me a real. Give me three or four, just off the top of
my
head. I remember the famous Ron, the amazing. So from right, everyone knows this one. That's the opening show for next year, right? Come on, what else?
Nausea,
according to some Rishonim, right? Nausea, really can't drink wine. The only reason the Torah says you can't have grapes, just like a gazer of the wine. Some Rishonim say that?
Potentially.
What? Yichod, maybe. Kibbutz Benishuk, right? The Arias, maybe. Right? Depending on how you read that, Officer Benasa, there's a Shavas Tel Barah. Anyone have any others? You know the time we've been learning Chum for 4 months and haven't mentioned this one yet? Kesef Misha and Uchus Kumas Meis? You're kidding. We're talking about Rishon Gimel Baba Kama. But you know what Shimon did? Kesef Misha and Uchus Kumas Meis. Yeah, they still don't come. Mr. Bishop, out. It was nice. What do you got? Did you enter Sigma and Ochimadin? What do you got? Not there? No. What do you got? Kershaw. See, that's what you do this way. You have no idea what it is. Because Bishop took it to Muslims.
Yeah.
Okay. The Rambam poses a philosophical question. What's nice? How come there are some things that the Torah clearly holds a rasser and the Torah doesn't bother saying? So the reason why the beginning of Mr. Masnais is because one of the Rambam is discussing is Tumas Masa. How come the Torah never says that you're Nosias Ameis is Tameh? In Nosias and Avail, the Torah says it's Tameh. How come the Torah never talks about Mano? Oh, the Torah talks about Nose. So the Rambam says, you know why the Torah doesn't say Nose? Because any Tom, Dick, and Harry can figure out that Nose is Tameh. You know why? Because if oil is Tameh, Kalva Chayim is Nose is Tameh. That's what the Rambam says. Because anyone can figure out that it's obvious. And then the Rambam gives you two mishalim for that same idea. The Rambam says that sometimes there are certain things that are so obviously asur, it's iyav shalach lekalzeh. One is the Rambam says, look in Parashat Achimos, the Torah never says that there's an isur to be bal bita. The Torah never says bal bita was asur. The Torah says bal bas bita was asur. The Torah never says bal bita was asur. So the Rambam says, lo. Every time the grandma realized that the Torah asks as the granddaughter, so how you talking? The daughter's mother, but the granddaughter's also. The mom defies logic. You bring back memories? You got it there?
I think so.
Yeah?
Is it with the one simon versus zero simon for kashrus?
Yes. Yeah.
So we said a kavachomer.
Yeah, it's kind of kavachomer. Different kind of kavachomer.
I think we said it was a magi mishnah. But I probably wrote it down.
You may have written.
I think I wrote it down wrong as a Magid Mishnah.
Okay, good to have you back. Okay. We're missing, so this week just wasn't the same. So, then the Rambam gives a third example. You want to say Magid Mishnah then? What?
With the elephant and the two different
dinim
and
it's part of that, but they got in mace. No, there's a magid mishin. Yes, the magid mishin is in machalos asuros. Yes, then the kesef mishin is in nukhus tumas mace. So then the Rambam gives a third example where lo shaska kosel that the Torah didn't even say it's asa because anybody can figure out their own it's asa. Rambam so far gave one of tumas masa. Then the Rambam gives another one, Isra Arayas and Dito. And then the Rambam says, believe it or not, everyone will eat the Torah. The Torah never bothers to say, don't eat Bas B'chol. Don't say, everyone will eat Bas B'chol. Does not say, you don't eat Bas B'chol. Don't say, Lo Socha Bas B'chol. So how do you know you can't eat Bas B'chol? Is it the Rambam? What does the Rambam say? Don't tell me your story twice, three times. No, I don't want to hear that. That's not what the Rambam says. You know what the Rambam says? The Rambam says, you can't even cook Bas B'chol. It's Muvan Me'elav. Of course you can't eat it. If you can't cook it, how about you can't eat it? As I stated, now this Rambam is Pella on multiple levels because Chazal have 35 other drushes. So how do you know you can't eat Bas B'chol? Because that was really none of them. Okay? So that's Tama Pella on the Rambam. But the Rambam, for some reason, came up with his own formulation, or maybe he saw it somewhere else that we don't know of. And the Rambam says the real honest to goodness bokor is deraisa. We're learning bos of deraisa. This is not a derabonim yet. This is deraisa here. So bos the israchel is bos bechol zek derabam is lo shaska kosov meichilasai. You came to us through the bishulai. Can someone explain what the kapachol is? Maybe the Torah didn't want you to cook bos bechol, but it's okay. Why is that a problem? What is the kavachol? What's the raya brew? What's the kavachol? Have you thought it could happen? I wouldn't have said that on my own. How did the Rambam know that lo osirak lo shosik across of the israel chilasa became shosik b'shulay? Al zeh nemar kesef mishu says the Rambam must have learned bishul bas b'chol. What's wrong with being bashul bas b'chol? What does the Rambam want against bishul bas b'chol? What's the answer? Bishul bas b'chol must be a wat la'achila. Must be a siyag la'achila. The reason why the Torah doesn't want you cooking bas b'chol is because if you're going to cook it, you're going to sit it, put it in your fridge and eat it. So if you have to nip the problem in the bud, don't even cook it to start with, lest you come to eat it. That's the nature of the issue. So that's what the Rambam says. If that's the case, then it would be pretty silly to say, Bishul's also, but Achilah's butter. What kind of joke is that?
if the whole nature of the Yisrael Mishnah was Al Siyag, so the Yisrael Mishnah stopped this one into the Siyagim Deraisa also. Bishul Bos Mechov is the Siyag Deraisa. So guess what? This Mishpah Sabai Star Rashba just threw in another one. The other Siyag Deraisa is what? Is what? What's the Siyag Deraisa? Don't be mevat to listen to Chachila, lest you mess up. Azoy Shteitin Rashba Mishpah Sabai. And therefore, the corollary of that statement is that you're not going to mess up like Yidere Shem and Yom, you'd have to be beyond belief clutch to mess up. It's just not Shaykh. Therefore, it's not a book. I'm not telling you it's a book. So, you should have
to say that. Isn't trying to bring this as a riot for his whole, like, originally to explain why a Bliya.
No, he is just deflecting the Ra'oz Kasha. Right, he already knows that he's right.
That he's just. That's already considered a Tarobes, and he can't eat it alone.
So you're trying to say with this, you're trying to say that this is not called a mevatel because it's already betaroibus and she can't eat it inside the walls of the pot. Is that what you're saying?
There's also kasha of over. You're taking it from be'ain to
taroibus.
It doesn't exist anymore because it's not be'ain. It's already. It can't exist be'ain.
The olam hu pgamai.
I
think the two ones was four also. Delosh b'kedayri the pogim taroibus. She's trying to say that since it's impossible to eat Elabitarevis, the male is already in Tarevis, and I'm not the one who's responsible for making it to become Tarevis. It's a whole other angle, this Rashba. I hear you. You have to think about this. Bada Shulchan is saying what I said. I'm just reading out right at Bada Shulchan. I'd say more. I hear you. I have to think about this a little bit more. I hear you. Okay? If our Pshat is correct, then maybe Shimon's right, but if our Mahalach and Rashba is right, the Rashba is saying a huge Chiddush. And what is so troubling about this Chiddush in the Rashba? There's something very, very troubling about this Chiddush in the Rashba. You know what's troubling about it? If you hold the Mahalach and Chiddush, where's the Mahalach? Zerubashel. What? Zerubashel is not the Mahalach. Zerubashel is the Mahalach that may be a Chiddush. Where's the mokor? That gets also. What? No. That's not a mokor. That's also. That's chlamydia is also because it's not going to be bottle because the tam is going to be nice and tam. Where's the mokor that you're not allowed in a third to take a little piece of chaz and throw it to a pot of potatoes? Where's true? Where's the mokor? Where is the mokor? There's no pulsar. Remember when we started the sugi, we said, the Rishonim say, half the Rishonim say, Rashi, not just obstruction, Rashi, Tosis, writers, and they read the whole sugi of Deraisa, and they read the whole sugi of Rabbi Shaila through that premise. Stop, hold the phone, where did it come from? Where did Chazal know it from? Where is it from? So if you're going to tell me, I have a pasuk that says, and now you want to philosophize and say that the nature of this is a siyag, and therefore it doesn't apply to it, not like it. That's like Byron, that's like the Ram Dibbe Chavetz. The Pasuk says, don't own Chavetz. So the Ram said, Baruch HaKadosh is trying to figure out what's the nature that is, is it on Bitor Siyag, not Bitor Siyag. And yeah, we have a lot of work to do on that Ram hopefully next year, isn't that Tashian time for the Krav? We have a lot of problems on that. We have a lot of problems with that Ram, but we're going to hold off hopefully until next year. We just voted yesterday, we'll learn Pesach next year. I mean, I thought of last year, but somehow we did. Okay, so I don't really understand how a lot of things happen. Okay, but from both sides, you want to tell me that the Torah says, "Los Savash and Bibachol Abimo," and because the Mishnah figured out Ruach HaKodesh, the Rambam that the nations of Siyag are coming. The Torah is up, Los Sikul Gals Erev, and the other Torah, but also figured out Ruach HaKodesh and Siyag again. But the Torah never says how to do this. So you're telling me on your own, gee, I think it's a bad idea to about listen because we're afraid you're gonna mess up. I call that a derabana. But where's the deraisa? How can you call it a siyag and pin the blame of a siyag on the Torah itself? The Torah never said it. So it's a very whole lot of formulation. Maybe you shouldn't read it, maybe I'm wrong.
Sounds to me like what you're saying is ikar chasam in a
safe. Yeah.
Yeah, but in the case of Bito and Bat Bito, it's also Chasam and a Sefer, isn't it?
is not Sion. That's not the Rambam. Rambam didn't mean Sion. The Rambam meant the whole Issa Varayas of Bas Bito is an idea from her being an extension of you. She is like your, like the Vibana Rangi Bana. So if she's a Surah Yu, Kavachemi is a Surah Yu. It's not a Sion. Because if this should just lump to the Rambam, just lump them all together, they're all examples of cases we could have figured out on our own. Each one for different reasons. So I don't. I'm bothered a little bit. I don't understand this Mishmeres Habayis a little bit. I'm having some problems with it. But what I want to extract from the Mishmeres Habayis is a fascinating insight that if we're right in what we're saying, there's nothing really wrong per se with Erevah Chachila. It's very tangential. It's very, very tangential. It's not the essence. There's nothing fundamentally wrong with having Chazir Machond. That's not what the Torah doesn't want. If I really had unbelievable precision and could get that chazir in the right amount without being concerned, that's okay, says the rational. So having chazir in a state of bitul machshavah is not the problem. If you want to make it a little fancier and you want to put a little spin on a lumdus, is aim of atlas l'chachila an isser of pa'ula, or is aim of atlas l'chachila an isser of result? What is wrong with Eim Vatlach Chachila Midaraisa? Is it because the Torah doesn't like people eating chazer, even though it's bottle on the children? Is that what the Torah doesn't like? Well, the Torah is okay with that. There's nothing wrong with that Minat Torah. What's wrong with it is how you got there. You got there in a very, very risky manner that may mess up, and therefore that's not a good idea. So the Pa'ula's bittul is bad, albeit there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the chazer bibitulo. So that's something to keep in mind for a moment. Rabbi said, I want to go on a little bit further. The Rashba continues. The Rashba says, oh, it sounds like he's giving you a new answer now. Then the Maimonides number 10, why the Ra'oz refutation is ultimately deflected is of the Rashba. Everyone read every word in this Rashba. Every single word, every single line, every single svar. The Oiz of the Rashba. She'ima tabo leser akadeira le'oilam ikahefset kalim. Says the Rashba, if you don't apply the principle of La'osra Torah Be'ebas Yomah, what are you going to be left with? Throwing out your pots and pans. Either throw out your pots and pans, or let us use the pots and pans. We're coming with a list of grievances to the Torah. Like, this is our demands. For Moshe, it's not fair. Like, what is, like no taxation without representation? We have the Boston Tea Party here. We need our pots, and how dare you ask for our pots? So therefore, you better give us something in return, and give us the loss of Torah. What does it mean? I don't know, it's the everyone read their Rashba? So we'll have to throw out our pots and pans. It's going to cost us money, and baking matzahs doesn't cost money. And buying a lulu doesn't cost money. And keeping Shabbos doesn't cost money. Paying yeshiva tuition doesn't cost money. A lot of things in Judaism cost money. Along with Torah. So the Torah will say, throw your pots and pans. And Bechal don't even understand what the Rashi was worried about. Who said to throw your pans? What are we telling you to do? It's kasher then. Okay, so maybe the Rashi meant, well, they're klicher, so you won't be able to kasher, so it'll be impossible to kasher, or it's a pain in the neck to kasher, I don't know. So the Rashi somehow wasn't misyachis to kasher. That wasn't on the radar screen. So the Rashi is presenting two options. Either let us use the pots and pans the way they are now, invoking the principle of Lo'asa Torah Kedoshim Bas Yoma, because ultimately it's going to really be bottle, or it's going to cost us the arm and the leg to get new pots and pans every day. Every time we can't be claiming for mid-year, because every war you go out to the government, it's going to cost millions of dollars to buy pots and pans. All the Kessel and Zoff have walked away from this war. A very, very strange rash. A very, very strange. What's the rash for saying? The rash they have said Roman. That's a very, very, very weak argument, Hefzid Mom, but that works really nice when? They are abundance. They will, we'll let you move Mukta, you know, and that will be really wrong. But you know, we'll give you a break because we don't want to lose money. But if Eim Vat Nesachil is their Isa, which the Rashba is playing with their own, that's the whole goal of the Rashba. Their own is right. Eim Vat Nesachil is fundamentally their Isa, but we should have to get them, it's okay. What's the Rashba saying, Rabbi Sech? What's the Rashba saying? What the Rashba is saying is my agenda here is not really the Vata Lisser. That's not really what I'm trying to do.
I have a very, very justified reason for using this pot after 24 hours. Because I don't want to throw it out. I want to buy a new pot. And that's okay. Not because the Torah could care less about my $5 pot. But because the reason why I'm using the pot is because I don't want to throw the pot into the garbage, that gufa is the source of heter. That's what's matter to use the pot. That's what's matter to be for the Torah to overlook Eivat L'Sachim. That's why the Torah doesn't care about Eivat L'Sachim. What does the Rashba almost say? Almost, it's ot that he's saying that Eivat L'Sachim is only usur. If what? If you're trying to be Mevat L'Sachim. If you, that's not really your goal. I'm not really trying to do that. I'm trying to avoid throwing a pot into the garbage. Oh, that's okay. That's all right. That's fine. That's okay. Then what you're doing is mutter minatar. If your goal is Friday afternoon, you realize you invited too many guys for Shabbos, and now your wife's frantic that there's not enough meat in the chillers, and you got another 6 hungry yeshiva guys, and all the stores are closed. The minute before Shabbos, leave you got shahir now, so I'll leave that fish as well. 5 minutes before Shabbos, so all you can do is you got to run to the trefer store and buy some chazer and throw it in, be really, really careful that it's not of a shishim. So there the goal is to be mevatel the chazer of a shishim. That's no, that you're not allowed to do in a Torah. But if the reason why you're doing what you're doing is to avoid throwing your pot into the garbage, that's okay, because it's chosr in almost like the kavanah's bit, like kavanah's bit almost like plays a role. This is eerily close to a famous statement of the Ran in Maseches Avodah Zarah. It depends how close you think it is. There was a Ran in Maseches Avodah Zarah that connects the dots back to something we spoke about way, way back. Mamash, in the early of the Sugyas, tell you everything in Chulin is coming back. Who remembers Machlokes Rabbi Natam? Okay, you definitely remember Natam and Rina Fryim. You remember that? We got a lot of fun. Who remembers one of the strange kashas that Tosas left kind of hanging? If you're in the world view of Rabbi Natam and not the world view of Rabbi Fryim, there was a grandiose dilemma about doing what? How do you kasha kid? Minator. Because every time you kasha kli minator, not getting the only kasha ben yomos, because with the end of ben yomos, we don't have to kasha minator. So you only kashu ben yomo. Tos says gaval every time what?
Yeah.
What's that? What goes out goes back in again, right? That was the problem. So what was the solution? Solution was shishim, right? That was the solution. And then Tos got into a pickle that what if it's a big pot that you can't use shishim? So then Tos came with another suggestion. What was the other solution? What? You get a bigger pot. And then when you get to the biggest pot, what's the solution? There's only one solution. Do it multiple times. Remember that Taisus? And then Taisus says, but doing it multiple times will only work according to who? If I won't work according to Rabbi Natam. What were we Medaik? What did Rabbi Kivayi Medaik from that Taisus? That Hanan is the right for Shai Surah, right? Rings a bell? Remember that? Okay, good. So in the middle of that whole pilpul, it is clear from all the Rishonim that if it's a small pot, a fork, a small spoon, something little, the kash didn't get off the ground. Just throw it to a big pot and call it a day. Right? So the Tom's going to go out, it's going to come both the Mashishim in the water, it's going to go right back in again, but it's okay, it's both the Mashishim. Correct around the Kasha. No, who sees the Kasha coming? How could you ever Kasha Kalim invoking the principle of Bittul Mashishim? Isn't that a gross violation of what? That's the Torah's model of Kasha and Kalim. Because the Torah cannot be speaking about Eina Ben Yomo because you don't have the Kasha. So the Torah's model of Kasha and Kalim is built in. It's a built-in problem of being botanist on the Chavchilim. So you know what the Ran said? Even though the Ran himself happened to believe being botanist on the Chavchilim, but he's helping all his friends out. What's the answer? What the Ran says? You're not trying to be botanist. That's not the goal. You're not trying to be botanist. You look pot the chavah that the bli is inside the pot. Give me a break. You don't want to eat those bleas. You're not plotting to eat those bleas. And the Ran says, the whole nature of the Yisr of Eivat L'Sachim and the Raisa is presupposing that you're trying to be involved with the Yisr. But if that's not your agenda, then it's okay. So Habaycha Yivchar, you can choose whether you think this Rashba is saying the same thing as the Ran or not. The people who got him thought he was, but the Shulchan thought he wasn't. So I'm not sure what the answer to that question is, but it's similar. There's some kind of a similarity that I'm doing it for other kinds of agendas. It's not exactly identical, but there are other agendas
Invalid Schachir is an agenda driven issue. What do you think that tells me about Invalid Schachir also? If you really believe in this Rashba slash Ran's idea that sometimes you can have the exact same action and it could be Usr or Mutter depending on why you're doing it, what do you think that tells you about the essence of Invalid Schachir? Is that a Pu'ula oriented issue or a Chepta oriented issue? Oh, it sounds very Pu'ula-ish kind of a thing. If you're going to tell me that in Batlas Chachir is also the rice because the Torah doesn't want Dvarim Bibitulam to be consumed, if that's the case, so then Ma'ach Patli, how it ended up to be Bibitulam? Why in the world does it matter whether the goal of why you're in Batlas because you need extra cholent, you need extra chazir in your cholent on Friday afternoon, or your goal was to protect your Kalim, or your goal was because you just had no other way to kasher? What's it? At the end of the day, you created a scenario. If you're result oriented, you have that bad result. That's the result the Torah doesn't want. The Torah does not like that result. If that's the case, so then these distinctions of Rashbas and Rans are not correct. These distinctions make no are totally true but irrelevant if the Isra of Ein Malach Chuderais is result oriented. So clearly the Isra is more Pu'ul oriented. Now, I don't mean it's just a siyam, that the Rashba tried in the first terrace, maybe. This is an oy, this is an independent terrace. So what the Rashba is saying is that the act of bitul isurin itself is problematic. Not the result, but the act itself is problematic. Even though the end game is okay. And therefore, as long as we can for why you're doing it, if you're doing it for some other reason besides the agenda of bitul, that's okay. What would be the nature of that issa? What could we give like almost like a description? Halachic slash philosophical description. What's wrong with the act of bitul isurim? Not a siyok. That was the last time. And clearly not a result. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with what I'm doing?
Marseille.
What?
Marseille.
Is it a Marseille? Is it almost like a...
Trying to
avoid the issa. It's almost like a zilzil. It's almost like the Torah is saying, it's almost like the opposite mashal of, the Gemara says in Sotah Fidalah, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Because he wanted to be Yetzir, Tumas and Ma'asis in Shemitah. But he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, wasn't Mechuyim. What's the answer? The proper approach of Avodas Hashem is to try to perform mitzvahs. Even those mitzvahs that were not Mechuyim in, we should bend over backwards. We should put on a four-cornered beggar. We spoke about this in the Shiurim, right? Wednesday afternoon. You're supposed to bend over backwards, put on a four-cornered beggar so that you can have the opportunity to do mitzvahs. Our goal in mitzvahs, we're not supposed to view mitzvahs as an opportunity to wiggle our way out of. That's not the goal of a Avodas Hashem. Kadosh Baruch gave us beautiful mitzvahs that we should observe those mitzvahs. So to a certain extent, that is also true for Lavim also. It's not, Aseh is for sure, it's true. And to a certain degree, it's true for Lavim also. Now, what does that mean? How do you do that? I understand I'm going to go and volunteer and set myself up for a situation of fulfilling mitzvah seser. How do you set yourself up not to avoid Lavim? It's a little bit of a funny kind of scenario. Lavim, by definition, are not doing things. So one can argue that when a Lav is staring you in the face, you're supposed to refrain from that Lav. You're not supposed to do something that avoids the law of speaking to you. That's not right. That's just kind of like anti-Torah Hashgraf. I can't pinpoint a pasuk that says this is usur. This is just part of the same way I can't pinpoint to say that you're supposed to run out of your way to the mitzvahs. This is just part of being an Eved Hashem. This is just part of the game. It's like the mashal. What do you think about the following guy? All right? Again, the mashal is not 100% accurate. What do you think about the following fellow? Putting aside the fact that mitzvahs essay and Shabbos also, the guy decides to spend his entire life walking on and off the coast of China in order to avoid Shabbos. One day he'll be on a halachic day that's Friday, next day he'll be on Sunday, he'll be back on Friday. He'll spend the entire life, he'll circumvent the Shabbos. Legamri. What do you think about that? There's something wrong with that, right? I can't put my finger on something wrong. Besides the fact that he's missing Kiddush into the Shabbos, right? He's missing essays. I'm not even sure he could even pull such a stunt, but let's say Leah Tzvika pulls such a stunt. There's something problematic with that. I mean, he's not having the opportunity to be shown with the mitzvahs of Shabbos. That's a problem. Even though Shabbos is a little satsuk of halacha, that's a problem. So it's over here, you're not mechuyev to run around and
You don't have to do the following. I don't have to go up to an animal and shoot it and say, ah, hini ruach ha'zimun, and I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah of osochu kol neveilu. If I don't have a dead animal, I'm going to have a right? So I'm not mechuyev to go stand by McDonald's and just, ah, sebastian gedia, I can't wait, I can't do it. You don't have to stand there with Shem HaMishcha and about the porter. No, I'm going to be low beside Adam or Yisrael. You don't have to do those kinds of things. But the Rabbi Shem gave me the wonderful opportunity in front of you that you have treifas there. And what do? I turn to the Torah and say, you know what? I'm not interested in being Shabbat Torah Mitzvahs. You know what I want to do? I'm going to circumvent Torah Mitzvahs. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to circumvent Torah Mitzvahs by being Mevatel Mitzvah L'Chatchila. That is a problem. The nature of the Yisr is the Bittul HaYisr, Bittul Tatimashna, Bittul almost like a Baruch Be'ez Bittul. It means, like going out of your way and avoiding the observance of Yisr, that's a problem. There's something problematic in Halakha with that Midereisa, and that's what Imavat Lassal Chila means. If that's the case, then the Rashi and the Ran are 100% right. What's Zok the Rashi and the Ran? What's the Yisr? Bamed Devar Mamurim, when that's my agenda. If what I want to do is take chazer and figure out, I'm going to outsmart the Torah and figure out a way to eat chazer with the heter. If that's what you're trying to do, you're practicing the wrong, that's not what you're supposed to be doing in your life. That's not a better session. But if all you're doing is simply trying to avoid throwing out a pot, all you're simply doing is because, hey, there's no other way to do this, so that's not your goal. My goal is not levatli serve. So as long as your goal is not levatli serve, man, there's nothing else than what just happened. So Rabbi said, what we have here now developing from this Rashba are both Terutzim and the Rashba, leaving out Shimon's version, but both Terutzim and the Rashba are both limiting in Vatlas and Chilim Deraisa. One's limiting it in a way that putting it into the category of Siyad, one's limiting it putting it into the category of agenda driven, but they're both highlighting the fact of what? What are they both highlighting? That the Isser is really the Maisa. The Isser is not really the Chalais. This is not really the Chavtza. Once it got that way, to the state of Isser, there's really nothing wrong with it. Really, really nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Now, what happened when Sun has nuances in the Rashba? Both nuances in the Rashba, both Timuts in the Rashba are in the same direction, albeit different places. But could one undermine this entire Rashba, as you said, the Chiyu V'Yatsoif? Could one say that we missed the boat on Ein Vatlas L'Chatchila? Totally missed the boat on Ein Vatlas L'Chatchila. We're going down the wrong road. What is Ein Vatlas L'Chatchila really, truly Min HaTorah? What is it really saying? What's it really saying? Tell me the truth. What's it really saying? That with all the bitulim and spending 6 months learning chulin, acharei kichlos hakol, with Bittul Mashishim, with Bittul Barov, with Bittul Bameh, at the end of the day, you're still eating something true. At the end of the day, what you're doing is not flat. At the end of the day, you're eating something. I didn't say Osir. If I'd say Osir, I'm a Koyfer Bater. I'd be Koyfer Nachar Mahapos, and that's grounds for in the Chedek of Mahapos. So I'm not going down Kfirah road. Okay? I'm going to try, the Chedekhira, to stay away from that. Some people succeed better than others. But don't try. But Afal Pichain, even though Bittul Lemaisa is effective, and I'm not being chosh, it's not. Geshmak, it's not. There's a tamay, there's something that's not right here. Even though at the end of the day it's mortar, it's something not right. And therefore, if it happened, it happened. But it behooves us to try to avoid it. We even gave a little bit of marshal on Seder, we were talking about some of the boys. We gave almost like a derech ha-marshal. It's almost like pikuach nefesh, possibly. Like pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. It's mutter. At the end of the day, it's mutter. If you ask the rabbi, you better do it. But many Rishonim say it's dechuya. And therefore, if you can do a kiryach ha-yad, you do a kiryach ha-yad, you can ask a kiryach. Because whatever you can avoid, if you stop, it happens, and no choice, let's bury, you do, and you don't come in Yom Kippur, the next Yom Kippur, clap al-chay. Chasashon. For a guy to go Yom Kippur and say, al-chay, chachtas v'lecha, that I drove to hospital on Shabbos to save a person with a heart attack, that's ridiculous. Save your al-chay for bigger and better things. But at the end of the day, if you could have avoided it, if it was safe to avoid and do it, yeah, do it, do it, you would have to avoid it. Because in our heart and soul, Chil Shabbos still is. Still Chil Shabbos. I had an interesting shaila. A couple of weeks ago, so I had an emergency in the family. A couple of weeks ago, I had to take an Uber on Shabbos for somebody to the hospital. So when I got back, after Shabbos was over, so somebody asked me, you know, what was going through your mind? You know, you're in the car, and I was in the car on Shabbos. I wasn't driving, Hashem. You're in an Uber on Shabbos. Like, what was your mindset? You wanted to know what the mindset was. So I told him the truth. I didn't want to tell him the real truth. The truth is that I said Kriya Shema then, because it was early in the morning. I was afraid, but I told him I get to the emergency room. I don't know what time it's going to happen. So I had it. So I figured, even though I don't want to say it, not I'll say the brachas, but I figured it was a risky one. So I said Kriya Shema, Deraisa, and the car on Shabbos. What's the steer? The Chayav Ben Kol Shem, what's the steer? I was doing the Kabbalah Samach Hashem, I'm in the car, what's the steer? So I didn't want to tell him that part. But they asked me what my feeling was. So I try to make sense out of two stories. There's a story about the Biskarov that, it's just a digression because you know, that the story about the Biskarov during the World War II, when he was in the middle of escaping from Europe. So at one point, there was a very serious reason. They had a traveling child, so a training child, whatever it was. Mamash Bruch Nefesh. And apparently it was Friday, and they weren't sure what they going to have to get onto the train. It was a whole sikhsukh. And the Biskarov was just mamish going. He was so distressed that maybe you have to get into a train on Shabbos. And they say that he was saying to him all Friday that he shouldn't have to be in that state of being in even though it was going to be Pekuch Nefesh. We should suffer. There was a shayla of Pekuch Nefesh. He was running away from the Nazis. So it wasn't a shayla that was mutter to do it. But he was so distressed about the possibility of Chas Hashem having to be Mechal Shabbos, even in the case of Pekuch Nefesh. That's one story. So there's another story about a Chassidish Rebbe, I don't know which Rebbe it was, when he apparently said that there are three times a year when he performs a mitzvah sachila that he's considered to be the height of his ruchnius of the year. One is when he eats the kezayis matzah, that's not Pesach, when he eats that first piece of chal on the sukkah, the first night of sukkahs, and he was not a well man, and the doctors insisted that he's not allowed to fast in Yom Kippur, when he ate in Yom Kippur. He said, it's such a aliyah in ruchnius, v'chai behem v'losh yomus behem, he's doing the ruts in Hashem, v'chai v'losh yomus behem. So it's a gewaldike avoida. So I don't understand. Is that a machloikas? Those two stories? Is that one's a mistagdish story, one's a chassidish story? or is there a lumdus? Is there a lumdus in that machloikas? So I think that the answer is the chuya versus hutra. I think it ultimately boils down to what you think you're doing. If you really believe that you're doing an act of chil Shabbos that never you have to do, so Mr. Rose is right, you have to cry tears. And you have to cry and cry and cry. You're really never coming to cry Shabbos. If you hold that the chuya is hutra, so then if it's hutra, so what? What am I crying? I'm driving on Tuesday. What am I crying? You're eating on a regular weekday. What are you crying about? It's not Yom Kippur. Lagabi you. It's not Yom Kippur. Lagabi Achiva for you. It's Yom Kippur for you for tshuva, for davening, for everything else. It's not Yom Kippur today for you. So I thought at the end of the day, it all boils down to the Chuliya ritual. So now, that's the case. So then, I didn't think of this whole thing as what the problem is. I developed from the course of the day, course of the weeks. I wasn't, Baruch Hashem, enough to do any derisives. Everything had to do with Rabbi. Everything was Kalachayah, the quality. Everything was Kalachayah. Sitting in a car is not a deraisa. Sitting in a car is not a abundance. Whatever everybody's surim are involved, it's not a deraisa. Driving the car is a deraisa, not sitting in a car. But the Rabbanon, it's very possible. When you do Chil Shabbos of the Rabbanon, that's Zichar Hutra. Very possible. What? Bechia Gavon lo Tikru. Chazal never won the Sakhidis. So that's Hutra. That's in the Hutra, God, what you said. So I'm in the car. So Bein lefid the Chassidish story, I don't have to cry. Bein lefid the Biskarov story, I don't have to cry. But Akasha, because the Biskarov also was not being asked to drive the train. He was being on the train. So I don't know, maybe. At that point, I didn't know. But then I had a diuk. I wish a diuk. There's a story about Rabbi Tversky's brother, I don't know if I'm outside of Kosh Rosh, Moshe Tversky. Those who don't know, one who was killed in Hanover a few years ago. So there's a story in the book about him that he once had to be taken to the hospital on Shabbos for something. He had some kind of emergency. They had to take him out to the hospital on Shabbos. And the way the story was told is that he was mamish in tears when they had to take him to the hospital, not because he was nervous about himself. That wasn't, not because of the mouth. He was in tears that until Shabbos. He had to be in an ambulance on Shabbos. So I thought to myself, which side does that story end on? Is that, who is that a riot to? So I thought, no, it's an unbelievable chiluk in that story of my story. What's the difference? That story was where? It was in Eretz Yisrael. It was a Jewish ambulance driver. He was crying over that there was Chilul Shabbos D'oraisa taking place. The Uber guy drives. It wasn't Moshe Yitzchak, you know, Cohen from Lublin who was driving. It was some guy on the street. It was some Uber guy. So I thought that it's not the same. It's Mamash not the same. Anyway, these are just thoughts that came in my mind. Okay, this is parenthesis back to the story. So Imvalis Rachila may very well be what? No, let's stick it to Rabbi. Say, what's Imvalis Rachila? Maybe there's something wrong with the Chazib and Bitulo is still problematic. There's still something wrong with the Chazib and Bitulo. There's a problem with the Chazib and Bitulo. Maybe that's ultimately what Imvalis Rachila is all about. Does anyone have any raya for this? But this idea that Chazib Bitulo is still problematic, Devarim Bitulo are still problematic, they're not the greatest things. What? Chazib Ben Eir? I don't know if I'd say Chazib Ben Eir, because Chazib Ben Eir means what's going to happen in the future, right? I mean, if you hold that as Command Alaysa, you want things as part of the Command Isa, Command Alaysa story. Not bad, okay, maybe, not sure. You could still argue that afterwards it's not Bitulo anymore, but Chazib Ben Eir Bitulo is still Mutter. Who could be Miraya? No, that was something we said earlier in the year.
Rashi?
No, because then it's not because Rashi will then stop to be too low, then Tom Kiefer still kicks in.
I mean, he said, even when the
Kaler,
any non-Jew, or like a Jewish guy
who
was a
Ger
Taster, then
it's
still
up. Because Rashi will then stop to be too low. Because the Shia Bittel doesn't address Tom Lobotin.
Isn't that what we're saying?
No, I'm saying that even though it's Bibi Tulo, and it's Hefel Bottel either, the perfect world, it's not really Bottel, it's not really, it's still also.
Exactly.
Rashi and Beit, Tadosh Eshmati, what did Rashi say? Ach Tuchon what? Be'ezit Tuchon Behepter. Who remembers? We had a bomb Kashim at Rashi. Who was the Bada Shukas Kashim B'Shaito? Ach Tuchon B'Yisr, what by Yisr? It's Bottel, it's Bottel. So who remembers the Bada Shukas said? They're afraid, people are going to think, it's not really bother, right? Like a whole chagajim and dirabonin. Maybe Rashi made kipshuta. That it's not cool, it's not great. It's okay, lemaisa, if it's bottle already, you're allowed to eat it. There's no midas chasidus not to eat it, but you shouldn't have done it. To go ahead and set up a bittul is not right. So therefore, mid dirabonin, Chazal said, if and when we can avoid bittul, let's avoid it. By davash ein lamatirin, let's break. You tell the guy, throw out all this food, that's not shach. Have some moment. We're not going to tell you. But if it's not going to cost you anything anyway, just wait a couple of days. That's the simple pshat in the Rashi without the Baruch Shulchan's bazzle. So maybe this is the rationale. This is a different twist than Rav Alas L'Chachila. So we have Eim Valach L'Chachila. We're not even sure if Deraisa Derabon. Imtan Tzlom Deraisa. We're not sure, is it Pa'ula or is it the Chetz itself? And Imtan Tzlom that it's Pa'ula. We're not sure when the Pa'ula is out to Toros Yag or Toros like Bittul Yisur and that kind of stuff. But in Rishonim, we don't have anybody really to say that it's in Issa B'Atzmuso. We have Rashbas who are clearly not. The Rashbas and the Ran, there's no way in the world they're saying this. They are clearly on the Pa'ula side of the Hagira. We don't have any Rishonim who are committing themselves to the idea that it's in Issa B'Atzmuso. Or do we? Do we have any Rishon that really, honestly, the heart and soul believes that it's in Issa B'Atzmuso? There's something just wrong with this. There's something intrinsically wrong with this. I don't know where we are here. What do we got here? Anyone have an idea? Anyone have an idea? Any Rishon that may be willing to put onto that side of the fence? There's something fundamentally wrong with it. Very result oriented. Very, very result oriented. Not agenda driven oriented, not tzion driven oriented. Very, very result oriented. There's something wrong with the result. We're not comfortable, not happy with what just was accomplished. And therefore, we did not like that you did it. Not because what you did was ulcer, but the result that you created is a problematic result in the perfect world. Any Acharon we know who clearly looked at the sugya through those eyes? No question about it. No question about it. An Acharon that looked at the sugya through those eyes. Result-oriented, not pe'ul-oriented, ki hu zeh. The punchline of the sugya. Sugya is making about complete circle. Give me an Acharon who is clearly belish himself, like learning that Isser derais about as result oriented, not agenda, not people oriented. Nishyag nisht, you know, avoiding shmiras hamitzvahs. Give me. Nadi Behuda, absolutely, no question about it. Nadi Behuda. What was the entire premise of the Nadi Behuda? That lach balach and yavish b'yavish part ways. Look at it in the Vatnas Lachachima. Midaraisa. Why do they part ways? Because at the end of the day, when you have a lach balach, what do you have? What do you have when you have lach balach? It's lach balach. What is it? You have nothing here. Yisur Kamandu Leisa. When you have yavish b'yavish, what do you have? Yisur Kamandu Leisa. If the Rashba's mahalach and the Ran's mahalach, this is pu'ul oriented. Either whether you go down the root of siyag, or you go down the root of, hey, you're not supposed to do kumsum to get out of mitzvah Torah. It's the same siyag by yavish b'yavish and lach balach. It's the same kunz by yavish b'yavish and lach balach. You're circumventing mitzvahs, and that's a no-no. You're risking a bit of shloka din, and that's a no-no. The only way for the Nevi Hud is chiluk and longus to even be right, even to be on the radar screen of being right, is only if the focus is not on the pe'ulas habitlo, but the focus is on the chalois, the la'achar mais habitlo. If you really believe that what's ultimately wrong with Ematlas Rechila is the result, so then you have different results. Balach balach and yavish b'yavish. It's almost like to carry our moshel chol Shabbos to the first extreme. Lach balach is kind of like what? It's like kutra. It doesn't exist. There's no issur. Yavish b'yavish is like, it's like the chuyah. If I would walk out, you guys walk home out of shiur today, and tell somebody that, you know what we discovered today? We discovered today that in the world view of the Nevi Yehuda, the Tarovus of Lach Balach is like sitting in a car driven by a Goy on Shabbos, and the Tarovus of Yavish B'Yavish is like sitting in an ambulance driven by a Jew on Shabbos. But everyone understand why? Those Mishalim, I think, are correct. I think they express the heart and soul of the Sugya. And the Rishayim, the Rashba, the two Mahalchim and the Rashba, wasn't Goyris either of them. He wasn't Geiris the Chalal, because he had a different mind, a different view of the Chalal of what Invatlas Rechil is all about. He was very Pa'ul oriented, either Siyag or agenda driven, whatever it is. And the Rashba and the Ran couldn't even dream of a Lach Balach versus Yavish B'Yavish, which is exactly what? Exactly why the Rashba what? Didn't say those Chiluk. Remember, we said, hey, why did the Rashba say that? What's the answer? The Rashba wasn't allowed to ask to say that because he's learning a different world. He's looking at Malachim with different glasses. The Nevi Yehuda is focusing on the result, and the Rashba is focusing on the Maisa. So the Nevi Yehuda's chilukim are completely arbitrary. They're true but irrelevant. They have no bearing at all on the sugya. So you have to take the glasses off, look at the sugya through the eyes of the Nevi Yehuda, and then you can discuss lach balach versus yavish b'yavish. So there are two radically different approaches. Again, this is all within their eyes. If you hold their abundance, and the whole game goes. With the name Balas Kachil Deraisa, there were two different mahalchim, either Taurus Pa'ula, which could branch out the Siyah versus agenda, or the idea of result, and the ultimate of Gemini will be the Nadi Yehuda, and that's why the Rashba didn't even, it wasn't the Siyah, it wasn't Geras, the Nadi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisrael, for the grand finale of the Sugya. Hold on, Rabbi Yisrael, tell me what you think about this, Nakuma. I want a Rishon who thinks like the Derech Yudas Lomdus. I want a Rishon. You know what I think the Rishon is? The Ra'ah. Now, why does everyone think I just lost everything? Why? The Ra'ah was the biggest antithetical. He was the one who caused the biggest tsar for the Nevi Yehuda. But he's exactly in sync with the Nevi Yehuda. Why? When the Ra'ah was trying to sell you this idea that Eim Avatlas Achilles Deraisa, which was necessary to critique the Rashba, in order to knock out the Rashba's Nosei Damakam, the goal of the Ra'ah was not to learn the Siddur of Eim Avatlas Achilles. His goal was to knock out the Rashba's two models of Nosei Damakam, but to do so, he had to invoke the model of Eim Avatlas Achilles Deraisa. And he felt compelled to give you a source for that din. Nobody else felt compelled to do it. No other Rishon that I know of actually told you how you know not Rashi, not Sugi, not Tosfos, not the writers. Nobody told you what the Mokar is. The Ra'ah is the only one who actually put his foot forward and told you a Mokar for the din of Eim Atlas L'Chachila. Anyone saw what the Mokar was? Anyone saw? The Ra'ah said two words. Imtim Tzalam Tehach Malach Zulach Echil D'Raisa. What are the next two words? The Chayim B'Din. What does the Chayim B'Din mean? What is that phrase of the Chayim B'Din? Not literally Kabbalah, but it means it has to be this way. There has to be an Issa D'Raisa. V'chein B'din, it must be, it's poshut. What is the Ra'ah telling me in those words, V'chein B'din? What's the makar? Not a posuk, not a drasha, not a lachush zinai, a what? It's a poshut, a svar. V'chein B'din. It's a poshut, kipshuta, just a svar bi'alma. That is the source D'Raisa. Lamli cross svarhu. Can someone please tell me what the great svar is? The Rashba's Gzeir is a svar? Really? I would have said that all by myself. I would have said by Yerov, I won't say exists without the Torah time. I would have made up a Gzeir. That's ridiculous. The Rashba and the Rans avoiding Isurim, like the guy who's trying to circumvent Shabbos, that's a svar. I would have said that all on my own. Never do any of this. I don't even know why you say it even after we said it. But you know what is V'chein B'din? You know what I think is V'chein B'din? To look at Bittul and say, you know, Bittul's really nice. Thank you, the Rosh Hashanah, for Bittul. But you know what? There's still Chaz here. Thank you, but no thank you. V'chein B'din means, it makes a lot of sense to say that when something is Bittul, it's still there. You still have to reckon with it. It's not Poshut that it's not here anymore. V'chein B'din. That's a Poshut. That's not a new category. We're not making up new Maisalach. We're saying that if you hold that because nefesh and shabbos is dechuya, you need a pasuk for that. That it's dechuya. What's the answer? The Torah says you can't be mechal shabbos. The Torah gives you a way to weasel out in case chalil you have to go to the hospital. So the Torah says v'chayvah. But it's understood that there's still something wrong. It's still shabbos. Forget Chassam Sofer writes if you say it's hutra, you need a pasuk to tell me hutra. Means dechuya means that the Torah never has to say it's okay. You're allowed to do it. And then it's move on me'eilah, v'chein b'din, that it's still Shabbos. The Rambam says, chol l'chol devarim. Wow, that's a wild statement, chol l'chol devarim. The Bechodesh took a statement. Many Rishon said, it's not true. It's Shabbos, Chodesh. You're v'chol Shabbos. Nebuch, v'chuyim. That's what the Rambam says, v'chein b'din, it's poshut that way. It's poshut that through Abdul. Abdul was never telling me that. It's not chazim, it's chazim. Abdul was just saying, when it's so insignificant, and so little bit, yeah, okay, go Zayin. The Torah looks the other way, it says you can eat it. V'chein B'din. But to set it up, that's like a guy setting up Chol Shabbos. He's going to go put himself on a boat on Friday afternoon and end up being causing himself to say, I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to go in Chol Shabbos, like the man who's shining. Even though the Chol Shabbos will be done derech Dechuya. V'chein B'din, that's what they're all meant. But the Shulchan in one line, in the middle of the line, writes that he thinks that there are all holds. Things that they're all hold that the Isurim is really a Dover also still. Ayin Shabbat Dvar. I don't know what he means, but I think maybe that's what he meant. I don't know. I'm not sure that's what he meant. I think that's what the phrase of the Vayis, it comes out. What's the grand finale of the sugya? The one who looked at Bittul Isurim exactly like the Negev Yehuda in terms of pure lomdus was who? Was the Ra'ah. So in Cain, why didn't the Ra'ah go down the root of the Ba'al Yashov, or go down the root of the Ra'ah? What's the answer? What did the Ra'ah not like about the Negev Yehuda? Which part did he not like? He didn't like the arbitrary chiluk in Lach and Yavish because he thought in his heart of hearts, even Lach is what? Even Lach is b'chein b'din that it's usher. Because remember that he said, oh Lach, it's mutal legami. Why? Because it's irreversible. It's not irreversible. Chayz v'nei, remember? So the Ra'ah could be also that once you're telling me that the nature of the din of Issa of Bittul Isurin is based on the fact that the chayn b'din, that the Issa is still here, whereas the Negev Yehuda took that and went to the next level and said that the Issa is still here, and therefore we can negotiate and differentiate between Lach and Yavish. The Ra'ah says, the nature of the Issa, the Negev Yehuda is right on target, the nature of the Issa is b'chein b'din. But that arbitrary distinction between Lach versus Yavish is not true, because they're both command the Issa. They're both here. They're both reversible. That's why the Ra'ah didn't want to go down the root of the Negev Yehuda. Rabbi Yisai, why didn't the Rashba want to go down the root of the Rabbi Yehuda? Why? Not because of that reason. Because the Rashba didn't even get to the batter's box. Didn't even get out of the dugout. Because according to the Rashba, the whole nature of the Isser is Ta'ula oriented. Bein mitam ged, their bein mitam agenda. It would be absurd to differentiate between Lach and Yavish. There all could have been Mechalim. He could have done it. He was on target to do it. Because he was result-focused, not Tula-focused. And he still refrained from doing it because he felt that Lach Yosh is too close. The Rambam should say, they're both commanded Yisrael. So Rabbi say, when all the dust settles in the sugya, what do we have here? Strange things. That the Ra'ah would be the one to come to the defense of the Negev Yehuda. You wouldn't have expected that coming yesterday. And the only reason why the Ra'ah ultimately jump ship was for a prat in terms of too close to comfort, Lach and Yavish. The reason why the Rashba jumped ship, he never got into the boat in the first place, because the boat was in the wrong direction. So, Vaisai, just recap in our minds. What do we know about Eilav Ades L'Chachila? On the level of their Isa. We know that. It all starts with Drolo B'Shem. That's what all the B'Shem are on the page. Rashi, Taisus, Rabbi, Ran, Taisus. Everyone is what to say in Agamar. Agamar goes one of two directions, either their Isa or their Rabban. Came in Rabbi Yehuda with a razzle dazzle chiddush and says Lach versus Yavish. We spent a day and a half analyzing Rabbi Yehuda just b'tam atzmai about is that chiddush justified or not? All the rise that Rabbi Yehuda had, by Isak, by Galeis, reversal, not reversal, chosim, but negative, back to Rabbi Yehuda. It's so much Torah is led into that Rabbi Yehuda. Then we pointed out that the Rishonim b'pashtus didn't buy it to Rabbi Yehuda. Neither Rashi nor the Ra'ah. In order to appreciate why the Rishonim didn't go into it, we had to invoke that whole model of Nosa Tam of Gam. I spent the whole day yesterday on the sugyas and intricacy that the Rashba's two levels and the Ras Kashas and the Rishonim's vices responses, everything that went into yesterday's shiur. But we used that all as just to get to our point. We used that. We stole that whole sugya from yesterday just to be able to plug it into today, in order to be able to understand the Amkus HaDvarim as to why both the Rashba and the Ra, neither one of them accepted the Rebuta. For Lagamri, different versions. Lagamri, different reasons. One was disagreeing fundamentally with the very etzem ha'isser. Is it result versus ula? And the other disagreed with the technical details at the end of Lach versus Yavish, but the Karom is really on the same page. So basically, we finished this part of the sugya of Eivat Lesechul Deraisa, but we did not finish Eivat Lesechul Deraisa. Because there's a second sugya, we just called it the second sugya because this sugya took us already a week. So we want to make believe that we're doing another sugya. Otherwise, we're going to have like 8 sugyas on the chin, and that would be good. So we have to make it into another sugya. It's going to be start with a whole nother ballgame, a whole nother angle of the sugya. Even within the world of Eimat Lesechul Deraisa Derabanan, there may be other chilukim. The Rebbe was not the only one to think of a possible chiluk on the level of Deraisa. There were other possible chilukim that may play out in terms of our sugya. The two main players in the next sugya are going to be, believe it or not, the Avim Luim, i.e. the Miktais, and the other one's going to be the Chavis Das, namely the who? the name of the Nesiva. So tell us the Nesiva is going to come back to life. And the next sugya, I'll be on different names, wearing different hats. So hopefully that's Hashem will try to do that. I really want to do this. I really wanted to just turn off the tape for a second. I really wanted to...